Christ is being born. We're celebrating that. So to be able to do that as a family, as a symbol of this is what we profess, this is the beauty of the mystery of Christmas, I find something very profound in that. Hello, I'm Gabriel Guillaume.
I'm Dylan Asmus.
We are 5th year seminarians at Holy Spirit Seminary in Bagneux. What are we doing today, Dylan?
We're going to decorate a tree.
For Christmas.
For Christmas.
For Christmas. Let's do it.
But I was never actually allowed to decorate the tree because I was too little. And then when I got older, I was not good enough. So
clearly looking at your style, I think there are other reasons why you didn't decorate a tree.
Christmas was a good little bit of a holiday. And my family traditions were always family-based. So we'd have Christmas was either at our place or at a relative's place.
Mm.
And it was always everyone came to one place for Christmas. What about you, Gabriel? Where did your family tradition sort of come from?
Oh, it's always at my auntie's place. She's just so hospitable. She's so generous. I don't think there is an option for anyone else to host a Christmas lunch because it has to be at hers.
I do think that family traditions do enhance the Christmas spirit, if you'd call it, like that sense of Christ is being born. We're celebrating that. Just as Mary, Joseph, and Jesus were gathered together, the shepherds were there, the angels were glorifying the Lord and his birth. They all came to that spot to celebrate. So to be able to do that as a family, as a symbol of this is what we profess, this is the beauty of the mystery of Christmas. Yeah, I find something very profound in that.
A little bow tie, that's cool. Put that over there.
That is not fair. I don't have a bow tie in my box.
A box is good.
That's like extra points. Dylan, take a look at this. This will win the prize. Oh, that is... Oh, no, I'm blocking your bow tie. Look.
There's lots of
bow ties. I can't do that. That would be against my character. You put a lot of effort into that bow tie. He looks nice and smart. There we go.
Good stuff.
Look, that's... I don't think that's too bad.
No, my side's really good. I don't know about your side.
I'd give it an 8.5 out of 10.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Your side is good. I like this thing. Whatever this is. This is awesome.
I'm telling you.
This little laurel wreath.
I love it.
I like it. You did a good job. You filled all the little gaps in. That's the main part. You don't want the gaps where you can see all the way through the tree.
That's true.
But I do love the pine cone because that takes me back to being a little kid. Covering it in PVA glue and rolling it in glitter. And that was like peak Christmas decoration.
But I feel like something's missing from the top.
Something is missing. Let's get the star.
Oh.
Ooh, I like that.
That's gorgeous.
That's cool. Now, between the two of us, you reckon we can get this on?
Okay, wait. You put it on.
Sure. You're giving me you're taller than I am.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Hey! Yes! You got it!
Not wonky at all.
That's the real engineering challenge.
I love it.
Good stuff. I reckon we did a good job.
That's solid.
So we put up our tree, and we hope that your Advent preparation is going really well. We hope that whatever family traditions you've got to do in this Advent season, that they bring you a lot of joy and happiness.
Mm, that's right. So however you're going to gather around, however you're going to actually prepare yourself, just make sure you're doing it united with the Lord. Like, He wants you to do this preparation. He wants to bring you closer to the mystery of Christmas. So to use this time wisely, to do things like this, where it's putting you into that mood, that spirit. We wish you all the best for that.
Happy Advent.
Happy Advent.